Welcome back, everybody, to the Pair of Kings podcast. I'm your host, Saul Thompson. You can find me on Instagram at Saul Thompson. I'm joined this week by my wonderful co-host.
I'm Michael Smith. You can find me on Instagram at underscore Smithstagram.
I do want to say John is out this week. He's getting married. I will be
is
honest.
Is that this week?
I don't know the exact day, but
okay.
I think it's this weekend because he had his bachelor party last week.
Which for the record, we were not invited to,
but in big the congrats Great Lakes to John. Area. Yeah.
Congrats, John.
That's crazy. Happy yeah, wedding. What do you say when somebody gets married?
Congratulations.
No, but like, you know, there's happy.
John holds the record for the most number of weddings of any pair of Kings host.
That's
so
true.
Far.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's currently impressive world record stats. Holder between the three of us.
Yeah, he's putting up numbers in the weddings category, numbers of one.
You think he's the first podcaster to get married after starting a podcast?
Like if you're a married podcaster, you're going into it with a spouse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
definitely
if you start one
the
while you're married,
fashion
it's cheating.
Podcaster.
Say it again.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count. Definitely the first fashion podcaster. speaking of I think I hold the record for most countries Pair of Kings podcast recorded out of.
That's a bold claim because I think I recorded when we were in Italy.
Okay.
And I think I recorded while I was in. No, I haven't been to Canada. Maybe you do. How many are you sitting at right now? Damn,
two.
I got competitive. All right, so we're tied.
You forgot you hadn't been. You're like, I think I podcasted when I was in Canada.
Well, I've been doing this
now
for like 3.5 years.
Yeah, but you it's not that you forgot where you podcasted. It's that you didn't know you went to Canada or not.
Oh, no, because I vaguely remember because I've had multiple plans to go to Canada over the past 3.5 years. And I've just like they've all fallen through.
But you've never been.
No, I have been to Canada. I've been to Canada like four or five times. Yeah. Shout out Montreal. It's a
I've
very
never
fun
been Canada.
City.
Shout out Montreal, French. I've never been Canada. I'm technically Canadian.
What?
I'm technically Canadian.
What do you mean technically Canadian?
I mean, I'm Canadian on a technicality. My mother was born there.
So you're a Canadian anchor baby?
No, because I wasn't born there. I've got like a Canadian anchor mother.
Okay.
And I could get citizenship or like I could get a Canadian passport if I felt so inspired to do so.
You might want to. I don't know.
I mean, I've got a British one. A British one, which is also now useless. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's true. Ugh. How are you? You're in Portugal, right?
I am in Portugal right now. Yeah.
How is that?
It's fun. Nice. I've been working New York hours still. So like I'll wake up, wander around the city for a few hours and then work from like 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Which is kind of tight. I stop and take a like 2-hour dinner break because that's the shortest amount of time you can spend at dinner in Portugal. Yeah, it's cool. It's really pretty here. I've been here. It's my second time here, and I was here like 1.5 years ago. So I don't. I like. We don't feel inclined to do touristy stuff. We're kind of just catching a vibe.
Nice.
We're on a vibe trip.
Yeah.
We should. What you looking at? What's on your phone?
I am checking notes because I have written down things that I'd like to talk about. And then we didn't podcast last week. So that I'm deleting all the obscure and not applicable ones anymore.
Oh, there's we have obscure notes that would not work this week that worked
last
week.
Yeah, my obscure and esoteric and fuckable notes that are, you know, they're just too niche for you to understand. You know, those
yeah,
type
it's
of
been
notes.
A week. My brain does not hold information that long. We should do a fit check. That's what we should do.
We should. You go first, because I'll get into it.
I'll get into it. I'm wearing a Michael Smith classic. I got a Geo Baskets, Rick Owens Moody shorts, a big silk tank top, and a extra extra large hat for fat heads that I ordered off Amazon. And I'm in a Portuguese co-working space, and I'm the only motherfucker with a microphone here.
Nice.
And I feel like everyone's looking at me.
Do you think they're going to deport you when they figure out that you're podcasting in their country?
Surely a country this beautiful must have banned podcasting. Otherwise, how would they be beautiful like this? It is like I'm sitting in one of those quiet booths. I don't know how quiet it actually is, or if like the guy 10 feet from me is just like listening to a Pair of Kings episode against his will currently.
But he's only getting one half of it.
Yeah, the good half. But yeah, that's me. I'm doing it. I feel weird being in a co-working space. Like, I feel like this is... not only am I podcasting, but I'm in a co-working space, and those are two of the, like, you know, we've really gotten to a bad place in life.
Yeah, no, you're hitting, like, the 2023... Are there any other startups that you're involved with? You drinking, like, Soylent? You know, you're doing Digital Nomad. You're in a co-working mm-hmm. space. Are there any other boxes
Digital
that you're
Nomad.
Ticking?
I don't think so. I've been living rustically otherwise.
Rustically.
I've been living rustically. I toured a castle today.
Ooh, okay.
I've been drinking espresso. I'm rustic. You know, I'm like just kind of like vintage. Oh, actually, no, I am getting bad. I've been shopping for vintage Levi's, and okay. I might buy a pair of brown Birkenstocks. So I'm really sort of, we're losing me.
Yeah, you're getting there. There's
I've noticed.
So on like cooking Instagram, there's the breed of guy. It's like slightly overweight. They always are like looking down instead of at the camera. And like, I don't know how to say it other than like sucking food up in a very unattractive way, you know, and they're all like kind of macho. Do you know who I'm talking about? Like that
like
breed
Action Bronson types.
Yes, but they do it in a way that's like not cool. Like Action Bronson does it. It's like, oh, sick. He's cool. Like he's doing like a cool food thing. But you see these guys do it, and they're literally like
binging with
Babish. Yeah, no, but again, like he does it in a way that's like, oh, cool. Like I want to listen to him talk. These guys, they're just like greasy a little bit, and all of the food is like doesn't look that good, but they're like guzzling it down. And whenever they talk about it, they're like bean sauce. I'm like, oh, like, can we just like do this with a little bit of tact? Maybe
that is what I expect from a chef. That is like chef in my head.
Really?
Yeah, that's honest is what that is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Honest in what way? I want to
like that's the guy making your food.
Yeah, I guess I understand that. Yeah.
If you go to a restaurant and you order food and you say compliments to the chef, you are complimenting that man. And
yeah,
good
but
I've never said that.
I've never said compliments to the chef.
Yeah, I don't know why you would say that, but do you think they ever actually pass that on? If someone says compliments to the chef, they walk back and they're like, yo, they gave you compliments. Non-specifically, they were just like, thank you.
Probably not. I mean...
Okay.
You'd
wow,
hope
we're really
so.
Podcasting here, huh? Run me through a fit check. Get into it.
Underwear and a old Patagonia shirt. I'm still in bed.
Oh shit! You got socks on?
No, I don't wear socks in bed.
No.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's weird, but I'm just checking. Did you get up at all today? Like, or did you? Have you been in bed?
It's like 8:45 in the morning. Like, I took Leo outside and then popped my shorts back off to get back into bed.
I'd have been up breakfast. We are on very different podcast wavelengths here because I just had a giant lunch and like my second coffee of the day, and I'm ready to go. And you are
so
sleepy.
Yeah, like I usually get up at 6:45, and I'll usually take Leo to the dog park and whatever. But I had a call at 8 And then I was working on school stuff until like 1 a.m. And I was like, I can't be bothered to wake up in 5.5 hours. So I slept in. Speaking about school, I'm getting my one ass kicked, but two, there is a crazy number of really well-dressed people on campus. There's a kid in my my carbon storage class. He's an engineering major who's shown up in like full Balenciaga tracksuit, the one from like 2021, the gray one, with like track twos on. And I was like, yo, great fit. His name is Dai. He's really cool.
Dai?
D-A-I, yeah.
D-A-I.
Yeah. He showed up in, what else was he wearing? He was wearing the, I think it was a black eye patch tracksuit, which I haven't thought about in so long. You remember a black eye patch? It's a, oh God, they were popular in like 2019. I think it's a Japanese brand. It's all one word, just black eye patch. But they did cool stuff back in the day. I guess they're still making clothes. That looks sick. And then he came in the other day with a, what was it? It was an old vet piece that I was like, that's crazy. Why does he have that? He was wearing the reconstructed jeans and, one of the cool like t-shirts. And I was like, this is more than like any engineering student needs to be wearing at any given time.
Yeah. It's like a Columbia rich guy.
Yes, but usually when you think Columbia rich guy, it's like, I mean, for guys, it'd just be what, like off the rack. I guess Balenciaga would be the big thing right now. I'm trying to think. And I guess he was wearing Balenciaga, but it was like a 2021 thing, which makes me think that he's had it for like 2 years. He's had money, I guess.
He had money.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Like, it's a crazy, you know, like the international students that I see walking around who have like obscene amounts of money are usually wearing like really nice watches or.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about what would be popular for rich kids right now. Cause it used to just be Supreme and Louis Vuitton, but I don't know what it is right now.
Okay. Are MCM backpacks still big?
No. But no, those were like the, it's not a dog whistle. It's not what that is. They were like a perfect indicator for locating your
dog whistle.
Yeah. Like an obnoxious rich kid dog whistle, an MCM backpack.
Yeah. But a dog whistle is meant to be like subversive.
It's supposed to be what?
Dog whistle is like, you know, like dogs can only dogs can hear dog whistles.
Yeah. And only dudes in fashion understand, right? MCM backpacks.
Fair enough. Yeah. Dog whistle also just immediately has like bad connotations at this point.
Don't MCM backpacks?
Yeah, fair enough. It was either it was the MCM backpack and it was the Fendi backpack with the like the face on it.
Oh, the face. Jesus.
Yeah. The triangle eyes.
There was a girl at Yale who used to walk around, you know, the Balenciaga shearlings that had Balenciaga on the collar?
Yeah, yeah.
She had two of them. She had one in red and one in black, and she would switch off like every 2 or 3 days. And she
would have zipped them both together.
She'd wear them with Lululemon joggers and then like a $30,000 handbag. And I was like, this is incredible. So this is riveting.
Keep in mind, this is like 2014 and thus a different time. But one of the biggest flexes I ever saw was a guy wearing one pair of white CDG Converse and like one white CDG Converse and one black CDG Converse. He was wearing mismatch ones. Not that it was like a huge monetary flex. It was just a huge like decision flex.
Yeah.
To have done so.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in the presence of someone important.
I played basketball the other day and there was a kid playing in full gallery department with like brand new Jordan 4s on. And I was like, oh, here we go. This kid, he was really good. Like busting people up type good.
This gallery department makes like sports clothes, and I only see jeans. They make jeans.
Yeah, they make like mesh shorts with paint on them that cost $900 or something. Let me look up actually how much they do cost, because gallery department has gotten ridiculous.
There's a bunch of different like something department clothing companies, right?
Yeah, there's quite a few. Sorry, hold on, I'm looking at prices. There's also, oh my God, do you know Eric Emanuel?
I know the name.
So he makes like the shittiest gym shorts ever, but they all cost like $140. Those are still really popular.
Right.
And I thought they had died out like pre-pandemic.
Yo, I Googled Eric Emanuel And the first, like, five sponsored, promoted, like, listings that pop up, the very top, the only thing you see is €5 AliExpress Eric Emanuel shorts. My man's SEO is bad.
We get a lot of emails to the pod email for like stupid, shitty, you know, like we're just getting picked up on a web scraper and like AliExpress brand is hitting us up, right? It's like,
yes,
you know, we'd like to send you our new brand of sportswear. You know, one of them was called like Ramdor or, you know, it's just like whatever.
Fiona just
it is.
Texted me to say she can hear me from her desk, which is quite far away from here.
Oh, no.
I've made a huge mistake.
Strap in, buddy.
Fuck. This whole co-working space knows.
Anyways,
sorry. We get
part of me wants to just like accept all of them and not make the 16 TikTok videos that they all require, but I also don't want them having my address, so we'd probably have to go and get like a
We should get a P.O. box.
Yeah, we should get a P.O. box and just put that out and say, "Well, I don't want to say you can mail anything. I feel like that's a slippery slope, right?"
You can mail us anything. I got contacted by this one of the like more reasonable, because I've got contacted about like steak cooking stones. That was one of the funnier things someone asked me about. Oh yeah. Love steak cooking stones. I got contacted about this hoodie. But it's just it's a hoodie with a bunch of drawstrings. And that's
the fake ambush one that's also like ripping off somebody else. Yeah.
It's like they contact me about this hoodie and it's like they'll send me one in exchange for an honest review. And I looked at the I had a quick look at it. There are apparently brand guidelines I would have to follow for that review, which makes it sound dishonest. But I would like to get it and do an actual review of it and just be like, this is an ambush ripoff, and then throw it away. Well, not throw it away. Give it to someone, but
that'd be cool. Yeah. Why not?
I feel like I should start accepting pretty much all of those and just like give them a 10-second review and see if I can eventually get them to stop emailing me about it.
That'd be funny. We should do that as a bit.
Yeah. Okay. This is a bit. We're doing a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a solid idea.
I believe in it.
Yeah. Have you been anywhere cool fashion wise or seen anything interesting fashion wise in Portugal?
Not
what are they cooking out re- there?
I mean, what?
What are they cooking out there?
Like food cooking or like goddamn he's cooking?
Goddamn he's cooking.
Okay. Well, so I'm in Porto, which is an incredibly like touristy part of Portugal. Like the middle of the week has been fine, but like Thursday to Monday is like it's impossible to walk anywhere without bumping into some like American in the worst outfit you've ever seen. Which,
nice.
Granted,
what are they
is
wearing?
Also me.
I'm always curious. What are the shitty American tourists wearing other than Rick Owens?
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like middle of the mall regular stuff. It's like a ill-fitting polo and like worn out cargo shorts.
Oh yeah.
And like a lot of sandals.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that kind of vibe. It's also a lot of old people, you know.
Going what is there in Porto for old people?
I don't know, cuz this place is full of hills. It's like I don't know what they're it looks unbearable to walk as someone with like any amount of like
knee or leg pain.
Ache. Yeah. I'm having a hard time. Like my knees hurt. And I'm sprightly. Maybe I'm also just wearing geobaskets, but yeah, I don't know.
You
I don't know what the old people are doing here.
So much clothing when you go on trips.
Look, if it was
going to a wedding. You were also going to a wedding.
Yes. So I'm going to two very different climates. Like England was cold as hell, and Portugal's really hot. So I had to bring a jacket and boots and like heavy pants, and I also had to bring like shorts and sneakers and like tank tops. Also, I'm a fashion guy. This is, you know, the people need it. No one needs it. I need it. if it's me by myself, I bring just a carry-on, and in that carry-on I have two spare pairs of shoes, a bunch of shirts, and a bunch of pants.
I guess the Rick shirts fold up to like nothing, essentially.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that makes sense. I'm a big like only backpack and carry-on guy, and I used to be a check bag kind of guy. Which
I've
again
never
would
been a
like
check bag guy.
yeah. I think that I had to go through like a personal reckoning about how much clothing I actually pack on these trips because I don't
Yeah.
wear half of what I bring, which is kind of upsetting.
I'm a little more than halfway through my trip, and I've worn everything except for like a small bundle of shirts that I just haven't gotten around to yet.
Do you have access to like
But
a washing machine or
yeah,
like,
we have to do laundry today.
okay.
I didn't bring like 23 pairs of underwear because
You
that would be
didn't
a
or
whole
you did?
suitcase. I did not.
Oh, that's usually I like whenever I start packing, I'll throw in like 30 pairs of underwear and socks and then go from there.
Even if you're going away for like a weekend.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Then it's like 5 or 6 pairs.
Just in case you shit yourself three times.
Well, I mean, stranger things have happened, right?
Yeah, so the one thing, so like I was in London, and like London has, we were in like kind of the studenty area. London has pretty cool style
Yeah.
overall. I could, it's kind of, I feel the same way about New York, but it's a little different. Like people just actually care about what they're wearing.
Yeah.
And then the like vintage clothing scene in London is crazy.
Really? Oh,
I
yeah,
was
you were
telling you
telling me
about
about
this a little
this.
bit. There's one place, the place like right near where we were staying, there was just like 20 vintage shops in a row. And each of them had like a pair of like actual, not all of them, but a good amount of them had like actual like 60s Big E selvedge Levi's, perfectly beat up and then repaired and like good to wear again, for like $100.
That's
And
crazy.
I went to a thrift shop in New York for that kind of shit, and they were like 700.
Yeah, there's some really odd, I'll say, thrift shops in New York that's like stuff is just way too expensive and you know, oh, I know what I have, shit, but it's no, you don't. Like this is all garbage and it's not good and what I like. You know, oh, you're selling like Chrome Hearts patch jeans that you got off Grailed in 2018, or you bought off somebody for like $1,800 and then you've got them up on a wall. The second clothing hits a wall in New York City,
Yeah, it's fucked. Yeah.
price goes, you
Don't
know,
even
like rent
try.
going up type shit. It's just like, oh, you know what I
All
mean?
the shit on the wall at Buffalo Exchange.
It's not even good, dude. Like they
Yeah, it's
do it
just
at,
got the name on it.
yeah, there's like L Train. Second Street does it
Tokyo
as
7.
well. Tokyo 7. Oh, the stuff
Yep.
behind the counter at Tokyo 7. They've got some cool stuff sometimes, but I'm like, damn, do you really need to be charging that much?
They got one of the Tom Brown bears
Do they?
from the I don't know, they probably don't anymore, but from the Tom Brown like runway show where there were just a shitload of bears,
Yeah.
they had one of those for sale. I wanted it so bad.
How much are they selling it for? Like, wait, $1,200.
No, not that bad. It was like below 500, I think.
Oh, are they bags or are they just the bears?
It's straight up just a teddy bear that they put in like a Tom Brown suit.
That's cool. You
It
could
is
have
cool.
taken off, I could have taken off the suit and put Leo in it.
Yo,
That would have been crazy.
that would have been crazy. You should get the Hector bag with the tuxedo on it and put the tuxedo on Leo and carry him around with little handles.
Yeah, we were talking about this at one of the Fashion Week events. Those bags are really expensive. Like, I don't have $1,000 to spend on, like, a pebbled leather bag that I'm gonna buy as a gag.
Right, that you can't really fit anything in because it's shaped like a fucking dog.
Yeah, what? Like I'm gonna put in like a toothbrush. What else is long? Think of pencils, a long bottle of water, a lint
A
roller,
portable umbrella.
portable umbrella. That's about all, probably all I could spend in there.
And then it's not like a shoulder strap bag. It's like a hand, so you have to carry it everywhere.
Yeah.
Fucked. But I want one.
I do too. Fashion Week was cool. Events are weird at Fashion Week.
Yeah. What
Yeah, I
did you end
mean,
up going to?
I went to a couple of things. I wanted to talk about the I just know him as the Aki guy, the Aki Way guy. I don't know his actual name.
Yeah,
So
I don't know his name either.
Michael and I were at a party, and the Aki guy, Aki Way guy, comes in. in like a blue velour tracksuit with a crazy watch. Like, I don't know much about watches, but I was like, that's a crazy watch. Like, he walked in, stood at the entrance for like 15 minutes. Not even like he checked his phone a couple times, but just kind of like looking around. I think he got a photo taken and then walked out.
Yeah, you're just there to make an appearance and like make sure that BFA knows you're there.
But
Get your name credit.
he didn't even like make an appearance per se. He like stood at the entrance in his tracksuit, you know? He didn't put
Do you think he was
mozzarella
paid to
sticks on
be
a honey
there?
bun, huh?
Do you think he was paid to be there?
Ooh, you think people are paying the AccuWing to show up to events?
Oh, so I mean that is a thing. Like a lot of those people who are at those parties are getting paid to make appearances and post about it.
Yeah, but I didn't. I also don't know
I
his
don't know if,
Instagram, so like maybe.
yeah, I don't think Essex has a, I don't think Essex has like an attendance budget though.
I
That's more
was
for
just
like that.
like he
What?
went to the event just to show up and stand there, like me when I hit the blunt and go nonverbal type shit, but just like
Yeah.
at a party. He didn't
Okay.
show
Who
up
was
with
the, there was a musician there
Sway
who was
Lee,
like,
yeah, from Ray Shrimmer.
no,
He
no,
just,
not Swae Lee.
oh, Lil Tecca?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lil Tecca was there to
We
the best
I
of my knowledge.
should we talk about this?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck it. So he sucked. They
Maybe we
paid him.
should blur that because we're not supposed to know that.
Yeah.
Lil Tecca was there
Lil Tecca came.
and was, I think they had him like set up to perform songs, but he straight up just like gave the DJ like a file and then
Oh yeah, he
sat there
just stood
smoking a
there like
blunt.
listening to his music.
His own song. Yeah. Like he didn't, he was there to perform a couple songs, I think. That's what I was like told. And then he just like played one of his tracks, like an official finished track, sat there smoking a blunt indoors, and then that was it.
He's kind of real for that, I'm not gonna lie.
Honestly, yeah, you know what? If you can get away with that, I once went to a like, I guess, so I've been to see Charli XCX twice. And
Congrats.
both times it was some weird, like, thank you. Both times it was some weird, like, not official concert. Like, it was like her doing like a weird after show after
Okay.
the like Taylor Swift tour, or it was her doing the like Marc Jacobs
Yeah,
thing. And
yeah.
every single time she's come out, phoned in a couple songs, and dipped. And I know that she's a great performer and I know that she probably does some great concerts, but it's just like every time I've seen her, it's been some like unofficial, like, she's just there to be there, and she has just fucking like
You can say
come
that she
out, played.
sucked, right? Like that's fine.
She was, you know, I'm just happy to be there. She played like she always plays the song about riding, about waiting for a good time.
Oh, vroom
No?
vroom.
Vroom vroom.
Dude,
Yeah.
she's got like 85 songs about cars. Like just saying the song about riding.
She loves cars.
She fucking loves
Yeah.
cars.
Well, yeah. Can she drive? Have you ever seen Charli XCX drive a car?
You think she's biting?
Yeah, yo.
She's not about
Honestly, stolen
the
valor.
culture.
I have not once seen her like drift a corner. I don't know, kind of suspicious. Yeah,
Oh.
I like going to Fashion Week events mostly because it's like a really good excuse to get everyone I know to gather together and like get free alcohol or whatever it is we do.
Yeah.
There is, and I this is not like a revelation or like a bold statement, but it's just like some of it sucks so bad. Like the Grailed party, you're gonna go wait in line for like 2 hours just to go stand in like a really crowded bar and get your wallet stolen.
Yeah,
And you're
people were
like,
getting pickpocketed. Somebody stole, and I'm sure we'll talk about it on the episode with Clara. Oh, we have an episode coming up, somebody named Clara. Yeah, somebody stole her handbag, right?
oh, really? Clara got?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. She like
Fucked.
fully got her handbag stolen at the Grailed party. Insane. Like, you know, I made the joke, but like, you know, Chrome Heart jeans aren't gonna pay for themselves. It's really fucking shitty. I feel bad, you know?
It's honestly though, I think we've said this before, it's a real Grailed experience, you know?
Yeah. What, getting stolen by some faceless
Getting your
person,
shit
probably a
stolen.
teenager.
Yeah.
If anybody knows the
I don't know,
person
man.
that stole a bunch of stuff from the Grailed party, let us know. I'd love to have them on the podcast. I'm serious. I
You
think
could do
that'd be
it.
funny.
You could. They can do it anonymously. We can get one of those like vocoders that makes
Oh,
them sound really like
yeah.
deep voiced, but like a screen in front of them, so it's just a silhouette. I would love to have the like anonymous interview with the Grailed Party pickpocket.
Yeah.
Just ask
I
them what the vibes are like.
yeah. What did you manage to steal? You know, what are you
Yeah.
buying on Grailed with the
Are
money
you a
you took?
yeah. How much what position do you work at Grailed? What a
It is, I just want to reiterate, kind of incredible how that company has done so little with so much. They've been coasting
Right.
off
And
of
how they've like
essentially goodwill now for 3, 4 years.
they've been coasting off being the only like the like only known like secondhand website for shit like that.
Depop.
Yeah, I mean Depop's like scary. Like Depop, everything on Depop is fake.
Ooh, women with septum piercings. Ooh.
Not Depop. I guess no, yeah, Poshmark. Poshmark and Depop and like Poshmark and Depop are fucking full of fakes. Everyone on Vestiaire is old. eBay has, I don't know, eBay just is eBay and it's like no one wants to do auctions or whatever. I don't know. Like Grailed unfortunately has the market cornered unless like whatever that horrible name, whatever John Flip has turned into can pick it up.
Oh, reversible.
Reversible. Worse, like not a worse name, but not a better name.
Yeah. Shout out to John Flip guys. They're really nice. We spoke to them for a
Yeah.
while. They're super cool.
Yeah. Just a shame about the name.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? Yeah, like Grailed has like progressively taken more and more money while doing
Nothing.
less and less. Yeah,
Nothing.
nothing. They've made their UI like worse. Grailed admins are flooding the entire search bar with drop shipping that they're doing. Horrible.
The drop shipping is crazy. Like that especially is especially because it's the admins.
Right, yeah, like
I've
they're
seen people
ruining the
drop
website.
shipping on Grailed from Essence.
Yeah.
It's
It's
crazy.
gotta be a website scraper that just picks up fucking any reference to Rick Owens, multiplies the price by 20%, and then like slaps it up there.
You think that's what the UX and UI teams are doing instead of like fixing the website?
Because they have access to it.
Yeah.
They're just like, probably, man.
Fashion Week is weird though. I think that there are a lot of, I mean, this isn't a hot take by, you know, any stretch of the imagination, but there are a lot of designers who like nobody has ever told them that their stuff sucks. And then they have a show and then everybody claps for them and they get to go up on stage and take a bow. And it's like, wow, they did it. But it's like not good, right? I mean,
This is the thing where like getting invited to a like the whole of it all, you know, it's like people just want to go to fashion events and be seen and be photographed. So you're not gonna talk shit about the only person who get that for you
of
know?
course, it's a complete conflict of interest. Like I've said this before, but I'd love if somebody like in the industry was to do, you know, put out whatever. Oh, Marc Jacobs was great this year. No, it wasn't. But then go and just have a blog where they're like, hey, like I'm an insider. This is what I do. I'm able to like get into these shows and I'm gonna tell you like actually what I fucking think is somebody with an educated opinion. Like, I don't know. We need like a gossip girl, but for fashion shows. Does that make
Yeah,
sense?
with the vocoder and the screen.
Oh, if they did it on a vocoded podcast and just like popped off, that'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. But like also anyone can look at those shows, so it's not really possible to confirm that they like went to them, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think that there is something to being there and seeing the type of people that are there and even just like, I don't know. Like, there was that one show that's been going sort of viral on Instagram. And again, like,
Abav.
yeah, I just, it wasn't good, right?
I love that shit.
Really?
I love that shit.
Let's talk about
Abav
why.
is
Why do you love it?
funny. So they've been around for a while. She's the one who made the like big like monster foot heels
Yeah.
with the long ass toes. Like so I get that it's stupid, but I think the like willingness to use it as like a performance rather than like she's like no one's really those clothes are not like marketable or like readily going to be purchased by anybody.
Yeah.
Like,
so hold on real quick. My gripe with it is that it, you know, the whole thing was like, oh, it's a commentary on the cycle of Fashion Week and like having to be.
Does anybody who said that?
I don't know. I was reading some like summary of it.
But did she say that?
I think so. I assume it was from the show notes. My point is it was supposed to look unfinished and unprepared, but nobody actually looked unfinished or unprepared. Does that make sense?
There were people walking out as they put on their clothes.
Yeah, no, but that was intentional. It wasn't unintentional. And I wish the acting was good enough where I was like, oh, I believe it. Not like, okay, you're going to walk down and as you're going down, put this on. And if you could look kind of scared and unprepared. Okay, ready, go.
I thought it was pretty good. Like, you know what? They're not actors, they're models. Like, it's not that. That's never going to be believable because it is still a fashion show.
This
like we all know.
Like, again, I like the monster heels. I thought the idea was kind of cool. The execution was not great. And it reminds me a little bit of like college production of a Broadway show where you're watching it. And it's like, it's clear these people are talented. It's clear there's a vision, but it's just like not that great. You know what I mean?
I mean, this is the second runway show she's ever done. And she's like our age.
All right, respect to her then. Like, yeah. Again, I think the idea was okay. I just thought the execution wasn't great. And I think part of that rest, I'm walking back my opinion. I got to double down. It sucked. Everything was bad. The models sucked. I don't know. I just think that, like, if you're really going to do an unprepared fashion show, you need to tell the models, like, hey, this is what I'm going for. I know this probably isn't what you're going to be super happy with. I just want you to know that, like, this is what you're getting into. Great.
You cast the ones
that are willing to do it. And then you literally dress them 30 seconds before they get out and be like, go. I'm not giving you instructions. Just go and do a walk.
I think that the idea of making it an intentional performance was cool. Like, it is a performance. It's not meant to be actually unprepared. It's meant to be like, it's like...
I thought it would have been better if it wasn't a performance, though. That's my point. Like, I really don't like bad acting, you know, and like, I don't expect models to be actors,
it's
but
cartoonish.
It wasn't cartoonish. It wasn't like campy enough. If you're going to do camp and you're going to do cartoony, you have to go all the way. You know what I mean?
I don't know. You saw the last runway they did, right? Where shit kept breaking.
The what?
Shit kept breaking.
No, I didn't see that.
The last one was super clever. They kept like they would have people like,
oh, it was the like, heels, right? And the heels kept snapping.
Not just the heels, but like people would walk out and like parts of their shirt would like fly off behind them.
I did see that. I thought that was cool. I like stuff like I don't know.
There's like
I thought
people
that
behind
was
the
cool.
scenes with like fishing wire waiting for them to hit the right point, and then they like yank the heels off and shit. And then the entire set falls over at the end.
Yes. Okay. I did see that. I thought that was better. I didn't think I for some reason I didn't put it together that was the same person. That was cool.
I just think it's fun. I think it's like someone being like, wouldn't it be funny? Like someone's like, look, I have like a runway show that I want to do, but it doesn't actually matter that much if you get like a good, like, you know, I mean, I guess it's like designed for social media or whatever. But it doesn't matter if you actually get that good, perfect walk. It's just if you like people can see the clothes. So you might as well like have fun with it.
Yeah, I get that and I appreciate that. And that's not what I'm taking issue with. I just think that if it was supposed to look unprepared, make it look unprepared. If it's supposed to look campy and cartoonish, make it look like that all the way. It was in a weird
Saul,
middle
I've
ground.
Seen the TikToks you and I make.
Yeah, but those are terrible and those are funny.
Yeah. We are bad actors.
I know, but that's funny. Because like the expectation, I think, when you have a runway show or a presentation is that it's not going to be you and me dicking around on TikTok. Does that make sense? The expectations when people come to our TikTok and see a video of you talking about pieces and clothes is not the same as somebody who has like a runway show.
The last like couple Instagrams I have posted have gotten multiple pair of pieces comments on them. We've unfortunately done something.
Yeah, I listen, I think we're funny, right? Like
I don't think we're
we
funny.
cooked on that video. There will be more coming when you get back from fucking Portugal.
Yeah, when I'm done just blowing through my wallet here.
You're hiding from the repercussions of your actions.
Yeah, man. Yo, I haven't made a TikTok in like 2 weeks.
Dude, you're
Feels good.
detoxing. Nature
I'm
is healing.
detoxing. Yeah, I'm detox. It's fine.
I'm calling it there.
Fuck that shit.
The other, like, I liked, so Sune did a show where they had everybody
Oh, the
rate
one
the
where they,
outfits.
yeah.
And then
I've been meaning to look at that. Are there any bad ratings in the crowd, or are they all
Yeah,
medium
and
to
then
good?
Sune was like, "We saw you give bad ratings," and they made a TikTok of people holding up the shitty numbers. I'm like, "You asked for this. Like, don't be surprised
That's
when."
weird.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. I didn't know about that.
That they it's on their like public Instagram. I'm like, "Listen, you set the show up this way. You allowed people to
Yeah.
comment on it, and then now like,
Also,
you
if I'm rating a show, I'll rate the entire show from worst to best. So the worst outfit's going to be a one. That doesn't mean that it's bad.
Yeah. But it's just weird. Like that's like I don't know. That's just so fucked up, right? Like you ask for ratings and then you shame people that give bad ratings. Like what
Yeah.
the fuck? Like wait, what's the logic in that? Why ask for the ratings in the first place?
Do you think those people are like off the Sune invite list now?
One of them was Sam Hine, who I can't imagine is off the Sune list, right? Like but
No,
I
he could probably
imagine
do no
people
wrong.
who are in that video are getting like either reprimand. Like you shouldn't, if they ask for ratings and you give an honest rating and whatever, you shouldn't then be reprimanded for doing that. And then like,
Maybe they're just being funny.
I don't.
Who knows? Yeah, I don't know either. I do like that idea though. I thought that was cute.
I'm gonna do
I
that at
think
run
there's
my
more
shows that
like,
don't have that system.
yeah, you're just gonna be there with like a scorecard.
There
I'm
was
gonna go
a.
backstage and pin a blue ribbon, a best in show.
There was a group of girls at Yale that would sit. So there was a for Halloween, it was like one bar on campus that everybody would go to.
Oh, they did the How I Met Your Mother thing. They like rate the procession of, I think that's on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, but
They rate the like the
they would
walk
do it
home
on
Halloween outfits.
hotness, not based on outfit.
Oh, nice.
And
That's
so
weird.
you'd walk, it was funny as hell. It was like a group of, I think it was either the volleyball or the, it must have been volleyball actually. But you'd walk by and you'd just get like aggressively catcalled by like 14 women all above the height of like 6'2". It was really funny.
What
Yeah.
was your average score?
I only walked by them twice. One of them I was that was my freshman year. I was being really douchey. I was dressed as a boxer. I think I got like a 5 or a 6. And then I walked by my junior year. And I was dressed as my sister, so I was like in full makeup with a wig in like my sister's sweatshirt that I stole and like leggings. And they knew me at that point, and they also knew my sister. And so they went berserk and they were like, "Flash your tits, bitch." And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Oh, Jesus.
It was fun though. It was a good time.
Tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's not How I Met Your Mother bit. Maybe you've just told me this.
Yeah. That was a good time. I enjoyed it. What were other Fashion Week things that I either did or didn't enjoy? I'm trying to think.
There were so many things with huge lines that I walked up, looked at, and was like, I'm just going to go in there and talk to the same people I'm waiting in this line with.
Yeah. It's my super just like tried to unlock my door. And I don't know why, but now
Not
he's not.
again.
Yeah. He's cool. Like, shout out my super. I have mold growing in a corner of my apartment that he's like kind of not fixing at the moment. So,
At least you don't
yeah.
have to sue him yet.
No, me and lawsuits, name a more iconic duo. Yeah, the lines are really weird. I think, and I was talking with somebody about it might have been Fiona, but the amount of like democratization that has gone on, like PR companies are harnessing people on TikTok where they're like, "Hey, tell everybody there's a show here so that you can just have a huge line." And like they're
Yeah.
not going to let anybody in. They're just like there to sit online. That's fucked. That's so fucked up. That makes me angry.
I also think like Fashion Week has reached such a like weird status where it like used to be an industry thing and you would just like, the shows would be done, but now it's like everyone is convinced that they should be like doing stuff for fat. Like people fly in from Oklahoma to like do Fashion Week stuff. And it's just like I don't know. I don't get it.
Ah, yeah. It's like, you know, I also just want to acknowledge you and I are able to like go to these events and like have access and whatever it is.
Right. I'm talking shit from like a place of privilege here.
Yeah. Like, you know, how are you going to hate from outside Moderately. Of the club? Can't even get
how
in.
How are you going to hate from inside the club when a lot of great people cannot get in?
Exactly. So like, I just want to acknowledge that and just, you know, if we sound like assholes, okay. Yeah. If we sound like assholes and you want to join the Discord and tell us that we sound like assholes, message us on Instagram at Pair of Kings Pod. We have a Discord. It's called The Happiest Place in Fashion. You can call us assholes, but nobody else. Message us if you think we sound like assholes right now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or okay, if you don't.
Or if we don't, that'd be cool. Anyway, yeah, I won't say that the events aren't fun. They're fun. I'm not going to like downplay them. Oh yeah, no, I don't mean to say that stuff isn't fun and it's not a good time to go, because it is fun and I do enjoy hanging out. But again, like Michael said, I'm just hanging out with people I know, and
yeah,
you know, it's not like I'm not a big networking guy.
I don't link and build. I'm sorry.
No. So I think there is a lot of linking and building maybe that you and I don't see. However,
yeah, it's true.
It is cool to just see my friends. And like Michael said, it's a fun excuse to get everybody together.
Yeah. A lot of people fly in.
Yeah.
Julian was in town.
I wish I could have hung out with Julian more. Also, Mark Boudelier keeps ducking me for a basketball game. He's fake as hell for that.
Mark Boudelier, if you hear this shit.
I'm sure he doesn't listen. That being said, he does duck me for basketball because every time I ask, he's like, yeah, let's do it. And then no response in the group chat when I'm like, hey, who wants to play basketball today? People are fake.
Absolutely fake.
People are fake. They give you those commitments to your face.
Let it be known here, Mark Boutillier is the fakest influencer out there.
Oh, yeah. Let it be known.
Yeah. Let it be known. Will not 1v1 Saul.
I don't even want to play. I want to play on the same team. I just want to go and like play with my friends.
He's afraid of you finding out how bad he is. I'll tell you right now, I'm bad. We'll start with that.
I don't judge anybody. I just like want to go again and play with my friends. It's not like I'm looking for strict competition and need to compete and whatever. Like, people know, and I think it's out at this point as I've done a podcast for 3.5 years, I'm a little bit of a crazy person when it comes to competition. I get very competitive.
Yes.
But there are also things where I'm just like, yeah, this is just for fun. Like, I'm not out here to make enemies. I'm not out here to, like, you know, swear vengeance on anybody because they beat me or anything like that. I just want to go and have fun. That's it.
I think, yeah, I get it. I sort of back to the original thing. One of the best shows I saw this Fashion Week was, and not just like shows that I saw in person, but like one of the best shows, I think, like one of my favorites was the Cosaburo show. Did you see that?
Well, I was there with you, Michael.
Oh, duh. I'm dumb as shit. Sorry. I just, you know, I'm pretty, you know, kind of got a lot of places to go to. I forget what I said. No, yeah. Cosaburo was like my favorite show this season. Like the like his like sort of like funky take on cowboy shit makes me really want to start like wearing a lot more like corduroy flares and like cowboy boots.
I will say there were some looks in that show that I didn't love. I will be honest.
No, I mean, they're not all hits. It's very difficult to find a show that's all hits.
Yeah. That being said, I did love the set. I thought it was really cool with all the rocks. It was very funny. Michael made a TikTok
watching
about it.
People kick
kept
them.
Like, literally
kicking
rocks. I never
posted that.
You never did?
No.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, so the show, there were these like rock or like pebble. Think about like a tribal tattoo. They just made that with rocks. And people like, I've never seen people so ignorant of their surroundings before in my life. Just people like full stride, just like kicking the things as hard as they can. They had an intern like sweeping it up. And I was like, oh my God.
That was not an intern. That was an employee.
But yeah. I say intern because I would feel, I guess, less bad if it was somebody who it wasn't their full-time job to sweep up pebbles.
It's not his full-time job. He was just there. Yeah,
I guess for the day.
People were just like constantly like looking at their phone and walking and just kicked the shit out of these. And then at the end of the show, when everyone like met in the middle of the runway and just like destroyed. I mean, obviously it's like probably fine because they were just gonna come sweep them all up, but just hilarious the amount of like rock kicking that was happening.
I've never seen people, again, so oblivious to their surroundings before. Like, even when I'm on my phone and I'm walking, like, I will pick up my feet and, like, be aware that, like, I'm at a fashion show. Let me, like, not be completely, like,
yeah.
People are, like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It was so weird. Also, there were people in fake Ramones sitting in the front row at that show.
Yes, some girl had the fakest Ramones I've ever seen in my life. Like the ones that show up when you search Rick Owens on Amazon and they're like $20.
Yeah.
She had like the Temu Ramones. They looked like they were made of like Tupperware plastic. And they were just like straight up like an L shape. Like there was no curves to them at all. It was just like, it's like you asked a toddler to draw a Converse.
I'm gonna make a Photoshop. Do you know about Paul George's leg injury that he sustained?
No. I don't even know who Paul George is, man.
There were two basketball players, Gordon Hayward and Paul George, who had like crazy terrible leg injuries. Look them up. Just look up like Gordon Hayward leg. I'm just gonna put the text over that that's like, do not wear the remotes from Temu.
What's his name? Gordon Hayward?
Hayward, HAYWARD.
Oh, this is. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. It looks like his shoe is off, but it is not. It looks like he's pulling his foot out of his shoe, but he is just sitting there with. Who's the other one?
Not wear the AliExpress remote.
Paul George? Ringo?
Paul, P A U L G, like George. Paul George.
George.
Leg injury.
Is that, do you think he's named after Popes or the Beatles?
Popes, probably.
Okay, cool.
But yeah,
I don't want to watch a video. I don't want to see no fucking video. Oh, man. I can't see his. I just saw some other video of a French gymnast with like, oh, no. Why'd you make me look this?
They were wearing the AliExpress Temu Ramones. That's why.
Do not buy Ramones off Amazon.
Ugh.
You got to Photoshop the shoes on there too.
There was a, there's a kid that I see, I guess he's walking to school. He must be in high school. But the three times I've seen him, he's been wearing fake Geo Baskets, fake Ramones. And what I assume are like fake, are they the Bozo boots? The ones that look like Chelsea boots?
Yeah.
And you know, I could be like, oh, those are real. I say fake because the Geo Baskets are fake. They're like brand new with the white soles and like the milk ones. I'm like, all right, they look
that's
okay.
Possible.
The like the Daft Dunks?
Oh, they're Dunks or they're Geo Baskets?
Dunks, excuse me. Did I say Geo Baskets?
Okay, yeah, yeah. If they're Dunks and they have a clean white sole, they are fake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
If they're Dunks and they are fake.
Yeah, and then the Ramones looked a little weird, and then I was like, all right, that's, you know, I'm not able to tell easily if Bozo boots are fake. Oh yeah, I'll stop him on the street, Michael. I'll stop a teenager in the street and be like, can I take your picture? Yeah, he's in high school. What?
I don't know. I didn't hear you.
There is a, I don't know. There's just like a crazy, it's crazy how normal fakes are now. It bothers me. It does.
Yeah.
It was cool for like 2 years in 2015 when it was like nothing was good. Now they've gotten like kind of good at it, but all the stuff still sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just disappointing.
Disappointing. Alas.
We need more shitty fakes back. That's what we need.
Yeah. Make fakes worse again.
Yeah. No more one-to-ones.
No more one-to-ones. We don't deserve one-to-ones. No one deserves one. I don't know if one-to-ones really exist.
No, they don't.
You'd have to look real close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. It's probably a good time to like, I feel like.
Cool. You want to do Song of the Week?
Yeah. I mean, do we have anything else to? I'm all right. It's just like I have 15 minutes left in this booth and I feel like we should.
No.
We can talk about like one more thing, but.
Let's wrap it up. That's good by me. I do apologize, everybody. I've been really busy with school. John's been getting married. Michael is abroad. So this has been hard to organize.
I'm abroad.
Yeah.
Abroad.
So I, you know. We'll get back on a normal schedule. Hopefully when Michael's back, we'll figure this out.
We got a lot of we got a lot of good. I mean, it's nice to have a just talking with the boys episode. We got some good interviews lined up as soon as I get back.
That we do. I'm very excited for those.
Some interesting people on the pod this season. I'm very excited. There's a lot of cool people to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, song of the week, something you've been listening to. We have a Spotify playlist called Pair of Kings. All of the G's are nines.
Yes. And there's only one G.
Yeah. The one G
so
is.
So, all
nine.
Of the one G.
Yeah.
So, I've been on my Olivia Rodrigo shit.
Oh, God. Why?
She's tight, man.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. She's great. She makes good music. I listened to Guts so many times the other day. So I'm putting the first song off Guts, All American Bitch, on the pod, on the playlist.
Man.
You're a hater. You're a boomer and a hater. Have you listened to any Olivia Rodrigo's?
Yeah.
Rodrigo?
Do you listen to these of Olivia's Rodrigo's?
Do you know about...
Yeah, I've listened to some of her stuff. It's just not for me.
She's good, man.
No, I don't think she is.
All right, give me your music then. Give me
Here for a
music.
Good Time by George Strait. Banger.
All my exes live in Texas.
I got bored the other day and made a Tabo Cephalosha highlight mixtape to George Strait.
Who? To what?
Tabo Cephalosha. He was a role player in the 2010s or late 2000s NBA.
Okay. What
yeah,
does role
he
player
was
mean?
He was on a very good Hawks team, and then the NYPD, I should say, broke his leg for no reason, and the Hawks may have lost because of that. I'm not
Wow.
kidding.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's
a
role player, did you say?
Yeah, like he's not like a superstar, but he was there and like doing good stuff.
Okay,
That makes
cool.
sense.
Yeah.
ROLE, not an ROLL.
Okay, tight.
Yeah. I love explaining basketball to you. You come in with the like naivete of like a baby deer, like a foal, if that's what a baby
literally
deer
none
is.
of I know a couple big names. I could tell you like five basketball players. Three
Nice.
of them are probably retired. So
well, now you know two more because they've got grizzly leg injuries.
I've lost their name. Wait, something Hayward and Paul George.
There you go.
I love basketball.
Yeah, basketball's great, dude. I'll get you into it at some point.
Yeah, let's do it. I was really into the Suns for that one season where they were doing crazy good.
2019 or 2021?
Yeah, 2021.
Okay. Thank you so much to everybody for listening. Make sure to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Are we on any other social media platforms, Michael?
YouTube.
YouTube, thank you. Go like, subscribe, whatever it is. We're hopefully going to have a new series. Michael, I do need to talk to you about that coming out soon over on the YouTube, which I'm very excited for. But until then, thank you so much to everybody for listening to the Pair of Kings podcast. I'm your host, Saul Thompson. You can find me on Instagram at Saul Thompson. I am joined or was joined this week by my co-host.
I'm Michael Smith. You can find me on Instagram at High Snobiety. It's like a joke about high society. But you put the word snob in it. So you're like high society and you're snobby. I made it myself. Check me out.
Cool. And together we are the Pair of Kings podcast, where once a week, every week for the foreseeable future, we are bringing you business as usual, tomfoolery as planned. We will see you next week, probably with another boys episode since we did two guests back to back. And then we've got some guest episodes coming down the pipeline. It'll be great. Hope you all enjoy. Make sure to follow us, join the Discord, whatever it is. And as always, have a great Thursday. Take care, everybody. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Truck and light. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down, a bit and turned to each other.
dun, 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 bum, 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 dun. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? Bum, 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 bum. I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? Do, 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 do. Coming down, sunny day. Bum, 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 bum. Ow, Leo.